What's up, everyone? Tony Velasco here, and welcome to episode 14 of the Tony V Project. We are in an entirely different setup than normal. We are down here in the South Bay. We do not have Jeremy's fancy setup, hence the extreme audio issues that you're about to experience and the shitty video. But to make up for that, I got three pretty rad individuals to help me nail down some legacy talk. We're continuing that. This is the second episode of our kind of mini series that I'm doing on legacy to tie it into the book that's coming out pretty soon, The Legacy Mindset. We already debated the whole basketball thing, best basketball player of all time. We're shifting gears, but staying in the same sports realm. We're going to be talking baseball, but instead of doing the exact same thing, I want to talk about drugs, PEDs. Obviously, baseball was hit numerous times over the past couple decades with regards to that. So I want to talk about how PEDs and other drugs in general can taint legacies. So before we get into that, though, I'll let these guys kind of introduce themselves so you guys know who's talking alongside of me today.
For sure.
Go for it, Jen. Ladies first, right?
Oh, okay. What's up, guys? I'm Jen, operations manager here down in the South Bay at Afterburn Fitness. I played sports my whole life and now coach, train, and again run operations. I don't know a ton about PEDs, I'll be honest, but I do have a pretty strong opinion about drugs in general.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. We know.
We just found out, and so are you guys.
What's up? I'm Jason. I'm the general manager down here in South Bay. Grew up playing baseball, high school ball. Definitely have some opinions on those topics, and I think everyone in this room knows how much I love debating, so that's why I'm here.
Devil's advocate himself.
For sure.
Finally made it. I love it. This is 14 episodes. That's rad.
I know.
That's crazy.
Then, hi guys. My name's Ty. I'm from Texas. Live in Cali now. I'm, twinning right now.
Twinning and winning.
For sure. I'm a director of sales down here in the South Bay area for Afterburn, obviously. But like I said, I'm from Texas. I played college and pro sports. So I, too, have an opinion on some PEDs. And how they affect sports and edges and all things related to sports.
Right on.
For sure.
So this whole debate and this whole topic stemmed from me trying to do some background research. I knew we were going to talk about baseball. I knew I wanted to talk about the best of all time. At least I thought I did. And I was on a website looking at the top 50 of all time. And first off, found out that 75% of the pictures of all the dudes were in black and white. So my knowledge and my expertise would definitely not be there, number one. Number two, it broke down how it actually ranked the players.
Got it.
And it did it by these various stats, and it had a very intricate, detailed system to it. But one of the things that it kind of bullet pointed or asterisked was, just to let you know, we did include everybody who, or anyone who's ever been accused of performance enhancing drugs, etc. They did. So they said, we're not taking that into account at all. It's just stats and all of these other things. And the reasoning, which is how this whole new conversation came to be about, was right after that, it said the reason why is because if we accounted for that and started to asterisk those people, we'd fall down a big rabbit hole, because amphetamines, which apparently I was unaware of, was a big thing decades prior for players to take to give them an advantage in sports. And the biggest thing, the other thing that I thought was even more eye-opening, was the idea of segregated leagues before that.
Mm-hmm.
So all these white dudes weren't even playing with the best players because all the black dudes couldn't even play in the same league. So how could we rank them when each generation had their own things going on? So it's just, here it is, it's what's on paper. Now, I thought that would be a much cooler thing to talk about. So I want to talk about PEDs. We all know how much it's affected sports in general, especially baseball. Want to talk about your guys' opinions on them in general. I even want to get into, stuff about, going to Hall of Fame and Pete Rose and gambling and just how anything and everything about that can affect legacies, if you think it does, if you think it should. Jen's going to talk about how she thinks all drugs should be legal. We're going to get into all of it, but let's just start with a very basic, straightforward question to kick it off. And do you think if you can answer such a broad spectrum question,
okay,
that PEDs should affect someone's legacy or how they are viewed in the conversation of best all time. And we talk any sports right now.
Well, I'll start it off.
Go for it.
Yeah, I totally think it should affect how we speak of them. Here's the thing, is I'm not going to be the person that says how awful and wrong they are. I disagree with some of it. I agree with some of it. But I do think that, you know, if we're talking about who has the most home runs or who is the fastest human in the world, I think you have to then talk about any sort of performance-enhancing drugs that they're currently using or have used in the past to get to where they are. I'm not saying they don't work hard. I'm not saying they don't train hard. I'm not saying they haven't earned their spot wherever they are. I'm saying that if the four of us were in a race and Tony, you know, has been shooting up or whatever he's been doing for months prior, in my opinion, he's going to have that competitive edge. So though he might have that competitive edge, I agree that there should be drug testing and, you know, repercussions for doing X, Y, and Z according to whatever sport we're talking about, NBA for basketball, or MLB, like whatever their rules are sanctioned and saying, hey, this and this is allowed and this is not. I think then you start the conversation of like the evolution of what the next PED will be though.
Exactly.
I think that's, yeah.
Well, and
I mean, go for it, Jim.
My question is, do you think there's enough regulations in place that there's a significant portion of people doing it versus not doing it? Or do you just think that most of them are doing it, they're just smart about it?
And that's my biggest, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
I think that hits the nail on the head is when you're talking about, and we'll let's use Bonds for an example. I mean, he's obviously probably the biggest.
James.
Huh? Yeah. James. Like
is he like, well, labeled as
yeah because
user, right?
Yeah, and I don't, and correct me if I'm wrong, God, it's been so long, I don't know if he was ever actually convicted of anything, was he? I mean, I know they said, oh, we found your name and we found you were doing this, but I don't know if he was actually ever convicted of anything, but his legacy
gets to the courts, I
is tainted. He has the most home runs of all time.
Yep.
The question, in my opinion, is not that they shouldn't be, there shouldn't be some repercussions for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that when you're talking about who has the most home runs, who's
okay.
the greatest hitter of all time,
right?
Is he still the greatest? Because he also did it against pitchers who were on it simultaneously. And I think that's the obviously, and who knows, you don't never know the answer.
For sure.
But
right. But that's what I agree with, is especially with Jen, is the fact that the regulations in place currently to test for
mm-hmm.
PEDs are not, they're not good at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and not to mention the technology these days to make better PEDs that aren't found in this test is
mm-hmm.
way above the testing. So the issue is everyone's doing it. So now it's a matter of who's getting caught doing it, right?
Right.
And now there is something to say if you're getting caught three times or you know when you're, and you're still getting caught even though you know a drug test is coming, then you're an
right.
idiot, right? That's on you, but the problem with keeping Bonds out of the Hall of Fame is everyone was doing it. He was just the one that got caught.
Yeah.
So,
well, and he's the biggest name.
Correct.
So obviously he's the one who's going to get, you know.
Exactly.
Wait, don't get me wrong. I hate Bonds. I don't like Bonds. He's a fucking giant.
Ooh,
I'm a Dodger fan. You like Bonds?
Yeah.
I can't stand the guy.
He is the purest
hitter
I've seen.
But he is. I won't take that away. I won't take that away from him. Doesn't mean I still have to like the guy.
And his eye at the plate, I mean, he got walked more than anybody. I mean, because he would legit... He can pinpoint it. I see him like turn at umpires because they would call a ball or strike the pitch later. One pitch later, same exact pitch. And he's like, you just called that different. Like he
yeah.
would hold them accountable for how they're calling. But he's phenomenal at what he does. He's out of the, can't be in the Hall of Fame.
When I pulled some...
Is that the judgment? Like he cannot be...
I have no idea.
I'm sure that there might be people voting that he eventually gets in, but they're not letting him in right now because
like
of that.
Yeah.
Well, then
when was he eligible? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know all those rules of eligibility and after you're out and all that good stuff. But his swing was great. He was a great player. And
do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
I think...
Anybody taking performance...
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Not
because the fact
yeah,
is...
Yeah, exactly. Do
yeah,
you think anybody should be in the Hall of Fame if they have legitimately been caught for taking performance-enhancing drugs?
That's a very hard question, a little question, but my short answer is yes.
They should be allowed in?
Yeah.
What about you, Jen?
I agree. Yeah.
They should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I think we can't make the argument we're making and then say that they shouldn't. Because basically we're saying that they're all doing it, it's just who's doing it smarter.
And right. There's a reason why the Lakers end, or the NBA ends their season, and everyone goes over to Germany to get special treatment, yeah. Right?
Because I'm going to get my knee looked at in Europe. Today.
Correct.
And then, yeah.
And then I'll be back to training camp a month later, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because they're doing clearly something in Germany, with doctors in Germany, with technology in Germany, that is either ahead of our testing here, or just under the radar.
Legal yeah. there and not legal here.
Correct. So, the issue with me is that everyone's doing it. Let's be real. And I can end this debate right now. I'm a big proponent of allow PEDs and let's have super sports. Fuck it.
I will say this, and I'm sure anyone who's even a remote fan of baseball will agree that the 2 to 4 best years of baseball was when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were juiced out of their damn minds.
Having a race.
Cranking 70 home runs a year, and that race to beat Roger Maris's record was the best time in baseball ever.
100%. And their viewership, more people were into baseball, more people would talk about it. You would hear conversations about baseball in bars.
Totally.
You think you're hearing conversations about baseball in bars right now?
Well, I do, just because of where we are, and the Dodgers are right here, and they had a killer season last season, but I think that's a fun fact that you just said. The only time I've ever spoken about baseball, don't get me wrong, I respect it. I think it's awesome. I really respect the athletes and their figures. just kidding. But more so, like, I can respect a good athlete. I can respect an athlete's mentality and how hard that sport is. It's not my jam. But yeah. I remember being younger, where Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were having the who's bad is bigger contest,
right?
Basically, and I remember being super into it.
It was so rad.
More into it now, but like,
well, that's what I mean by conversation in the bar.
For sure.
Like, obviously, your diehard fans are always going to be into baseball, but that was attracting fans that weren't into baseball or those on the fence fans. You know what I mean? And everyone was about baseball, and the second they made their testing more strict, their viewership lost out on that.
Well, just getting away from baseball for a quick second, like when you go to other professional sports have different rules, different testing. Perhaps it's random selection, but like how random can it be? I mean, we'll talk about Afterburn here. We have professional athletes. We have Olympians that work out here. And I know one of them who's a friend of mine, she's been tested 3 times in the last 3 tournaments, while her partner has never been tested and she's been in the league longer. Like, so what is this random selection?
Yeah.
Like, and who is picking what? And
right.
Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if we are going to talk about if it's legal or not, like, I feel like we, depending on what sport, you might be able to get away with X, while in this sport, you can get away with Y, Z, A, B, and C. You know what I'm saying?
75% of the NBA players smoke weed. That's like a proven fact, right?
I wouldn't call that a PED, though.
I get that, but like, when they test for all drugs and they piss in the cup, they're pretty much turning their eye against weed. But some states might not because it's legal here now, right?
Do you guys remember Ricky Williams, again, talking sports to football? And that guy, he was an amazing running back.
Unreal.
And he just kept getting popped for weed. Over and over and over, and he ended up getting—he was like suspended from the league for a year or 2 years.
But that's not performance enhancing.
No, it's not.
I don't understand why they would harp on that if it's proven that that helps them with their pain management instead of getting them hooked on Vicodin
or
hooked on painkillers
or anxiety
Correct.
Or any of those other things, that
or forcing them to drink.
Maybe possibly that is enhancing. It gets rid of your anxiety at the plate.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe somebody could make that argument.
Moving away a little bit just from the pioneers of the sports, and when you said that, I immediately thought about O.J. Simpson. But why did he get off? Because everyone loved him. Like, at that time, when he was on trial, people loved him. He had so much charisma.
Well, before he got busted for that, well, he didn't get busted. Before he went on trial for that, he was, like, super charismatic.
Yes. For sure.
Like,
and
beyond.
I watched this, actually, pretty long documentary on it, and it really affected him when he got, after it all said and done, people didn't like him anymore, right?
Well, that's what he said. What he was all pissed off.
Weird.
He was mad. He wasn't even mad that he was on trial for murder. He was mad that he was on trial and people weren't going to like him anymore.
Correct. Like, he would call it places,
well,
like, we don't want your business. He's like, we don't want your
business.
Okay,
I'm so glad you said that, because I was like, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Thank you. He's a massive sociopath.
Yeah, big time.
I have a question then. So, like, if you, Tony, like, if you held the all-time home run record, right now you are better than Babe Ruth when it comes to swinging that bat, but you had the asterisk beside your name that said, Tony Velasco, best in the world, but he used PEDs, and then Babe Ruth right under you with no asterisk.
Right.
Like, how would that make you feel?
My thing would be, is if I did it in the steroid era of baseball, right? Mm-hmm. That is my livelihood, right? Like, that's anything. I have practiced that sport. I have lived and died it for 10, 20, 30 years.
Valid.
That is where how well I perform or do not perform is what affects my contracts, how much I'm getting paid, how successful I'm, you know, my legacy, everything.
Everything.
And if I know every other motherfucker is on steroids or PEDs or whatever, and if I'm to compete on that level,
correct,
that I have to take them, or to at least even the playing field, like, that's a hard thing to not make that jump to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if
it's
you
a hard
know
thing that, not to want to do PEDs.
Correct. Yes. It's a hard thing to not to want or even feel the need to do PEDs when
it's a contract.
Yeah, it's a contract and it's your livelihood, and you know everyone else is doing them. So to stay on that level, to just be at the same level they are, you have to also do it. I'll give you the example. So without throwing out names, a buddy, and an old client of mine who used to play college football, almost made it to the pros, not quite, but played college football, and he went to the combine, the whole nine. He says he'll never forget, he told me a story that he's like, I will never forget walking into college when he first went to this college, and I won't say the college name. He's
come on.
Like, you literally walked in, and the coach pretty much handed you a syringe.
Exactly.
And he was like, if you want to compete, this is what you got to do, essentially. Here you are, your kid, you're coming in to play for a big time school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've never done it before, who knows? And A, that's what you're told, that's what you hear, that's what you read about. And you're like, if I want to make it, like, especially if you're a kid that comes from nothing, like let's say you're a kid from the ghetto and you've had nothing your entire life. You know this is your chance.
Not to mention your whole family.
Your whole family.
Telling you,
you know
this
what I mean?
Is like, our chance.
Like, you're like, shit. Everyone else here is taking it. Like, this is my one chance to get out of the shit.
Yep.
And then to have like that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't say no or you can't say no. I'm just saying that is a hard thing to go against. And then that's also a hard thing to then, you know, look back on and say, like, now your legacy doesn't count.
Right. You know,
it's just, I mean, it's a lot when you're an 18-year-old kid trying to figure out life.
Exactly.
So
I still haven't figured out life. You know what I mean?
I want to talk about. Speaking of, let's head into Jen's realm. Okay. She's a big triathloner.
She did Iron Man.
But fucking Iron Man. Oh, half. I don't care. That's true.
Regardless.
Then never mind. I take it back.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Never mind. Doesn't count. But no, so as someone who has cycled and, you know, at least a part of their your training involves that, let's jump to Mr. Lance Armstrong, and was regarded as probably the best cyclist of all time, got nailed, and his legacy was massively tainted because of it.
So I have a strong opinion about this because, growing up in South Louisiana, when I heard the name Lance Armstrong, I had a very negative connotation. I didn't even really know who he was. I knew he was an athlete.
This is before or after he got busted?
This was before.
Okay.
But he went through a lot. There was a lot of talk about he's doping, and then it would prove negative. But in my household, he was a drug user. And I grew up in a very religious family. That was sinful. I knew Lance Armstrong was not a good person. Like, how sad is that?
That's super sad.
I knew that he was an athlete, but I knew that he was doing something very, very wrong.
Like, that's what was taught to you,
mm-hmm.
Shane?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know he was a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Not until I was older and kind of researched it a little more.
Yeah.
So his legacy was extremely tainted. And now as an adult and as an athlete competing in the same events that he does,
mm-hmm.
I have so much respect for
him. I was going to say, so what's your opinion now?
So
now is it the other way around?
Yeah,
100%. Well, let me ask you a question. If you even know, is PED use rampant in cycling world?
I actually don't know, I'll be honest.
Well, and I could be wrong. I'm totally just going off of some random ass movie that I saw about it. But I don't know if PEDs is huge in that sport, and maybe Ty can chime in on this too, but I think it was all about the, God, whatever you just inject like new blood and oxygen and cells into your body, so.
It's like more about recovery.
Yeah, it's about recovery and.
Keeping everything new and fresh.
Correct.
Rather than building, first of all, you don't want to build mass anyway.
Yeah.
If you're a cyclist. You ever
seen those guys' arms? They are literally like this. So I want to ask the same kind of question then that you asked me, which is when you're talking about asterisks next to your name and PEDs affecting one's legacy, obviously I think we're all in agreement that there should be testing, right?
Yes.
But whether or not you are then eliminated from the conversation of best all time or you're held in a different light, I mean, do you think you should be or somebody should be?
If you have that asterisk.
Yeah, if you have, yeah, if you have that asterisk.
I do. Aaron, I'll speak from personal experience. I mean, I've taken steroids. I did in college. Not while I was playing college sports by any means, but, you know, I had a buddy who had access to it. I was young and dumb. I wanted to be pretty, and I wanted big muscles, and I was like, sure, hell, if I could do it. Like, in that moment, I was totally doing it to get stronger and to look better. I mean, a couple other reasons, I'm sure, that I can't even come to mind right now, but I also wasn't playing a sport. Had I been playing a sport, I don't feel like I would have made that decision.
Yeah.
I want to know, you know, who swings the bigger bat with an even playing field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, at the same time, though, I'm not an athlete. I wasn't a college athlete at the time or a professional athlete at the time. Had it been an in-season thing, I think I would have changed my mind. So, to answer your question about the asterisk, I totally would feel different if, you know, I had the most kills in volleyball, but then I had also been ducked twice for steroid usage, trying to get my vertical 6 inches higher than the average volleyball player, or any sport for that matter. I would totally, I mean, me personally, I know my moral compass is due north a little bit more than the average person, but I mean, it's not like I'm not gonna have those dark thoughts and be like, you know what, I could totally choose and pass this guy in 6 weeks and then pass my piss test and then go this route and start planning it out immediately. But I think me wanting to know that I outright want it is a little bit more important to me, knowing that I know Jen's gonna kill me and a half Ironman or a full Ironman, but I would still want to earn my spot without an asterisk right next to it. Should I be able to be here?
But would you feel the same way if, like Tony was saying earlier, you're a kid from the ghetto and you're 18 and
I think
this
that's
is your chance?
I mean, personally, I think that's irrelevant. Like, I totally think that's irrelevant. I mean, we can talk about education or socioeconomic stuff. Like, we can talk about that all day long.
For
but
sure.
At the end of the day, I think it's a moral thing. Like, do you want to be better? Do you want to work hard naturally and organically? Or do you want a little bit of an edge by taking something that is frowned upon or illegal? I think you have a rich kid from Manhattan Beach and you have a kid from inner city LA with no parents and sleeping on cardboard. They're both gonna have, you know, that decision to make right in front of them. And I'm not saying that they have different upbringings. I'm saying that it's still the same decision, yes or no.
Well, here's my question for you then. If you take walking in to college athletics and they're pretty much handing it to you,
right.
Still your choice, right? Let's say that was the case and you ended up getting popped and kicked off the team. Do you agree with that?
Me getting kicked off the team if my coach was not only encouraging, basically handing it to me?
Correct.
I think immediately I would deflect just because I know myself and I would blame my coach. And then blame the testing people, but at the end of the day, I chose to do it, plain and simple. Now, if the coach is telling me, do this, or don't be on my team, I think that, for me personally, is the harder decision.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of the team. I want to be an athlete. I love that stuff. I live for that. So if I want to do something to be a part of the team, great. I just also know that it's like a speeding ticket to me. Like, I can't get mad that I got a speeding ticket. When Jason should get one every time we go to Valencia.
Yeah. Every time we get into the car,
my response immediately can't be, but Jason was doing it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, so these people who were getting popped by it, like, go. I'm so sorry that you're a professional athlete and you got so in trouble for doing drugs. Like, you made a choice. You straight up made a choice.
So you support them being shunned for good?
I don't support them, like, if we talked about, like, stripping someone of Hall of Fame are stripping gold medals away from
people. That's what that I didn't bring up is the Olympics.
No, I think that's...
Do you know how many Olympic medals were stripped away after the fact?
Yeah, by
like
Russia.
Like months later, two months later.
By Russia? Like, I don't...
So
like,
the Olympics, the best testing in the world for PEDs, athletes competed, and it's at least over 10 or 15.
Yeah, Miriam Jones. Talk about her.
Stripped the medals after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the answer?
What's they to,
like? For
I
test,
agree
like,
with them getting stripped.
You agree with?
I do.
So and
I do. I think they knew, in whatever moment, whether it was amphetamines decades ago, whether it's whatever it is now, and then whatever it is going to be in 20 years, they know that they are taking something that's either a question mark beside it, like, oh, should I or should I not? I'm not sure if it's legal. I also don't want to ask permission. Or they have this list of shit that they're not allowed to do, choose to do it. Get a gold medal, have a sweet life, get sponsorships, and then 10 years later, yeah, then get slapped. And I know it sucks, and I might feel differently if that happened to me, but at the same time, you knew that you made a choice that you might have to pay for it. It's not just in that moment. It sucks. And of course I want Marion Jones or any sort of athlete, who cares if it's USA or not, like, talking about track for a second, like, yeah, I care that they got stripped, but at the same time, bitch, you were like 30 yards ahead of every single person. You act like we don't think you're on something for a quick second. Like, I think, I don't know. I think it's all relative. I think it totally is okay to strip somebody of something.
What about outside of PEDs? So what if we talk, Pete Rose was obviously
gambling.
One of the things, one of the guys on that list. So you talk about gambling, and I'm trying to think of some other things that would that could come into play that could, you know, you're the greatest football player of all time. You get drunk. You go home. You get an accident and kill somebody. There's a million things that happen outside of PEDs and outside of the actual sport itself. What about that stuff? What about Pete Rose? I mean, do you think, straight up question, do you think Pete Rose should be allowed in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Absolutely, 100%. I think there's a threshold to everything. Pete Rose betting on a couple games and then... Like,
he probably bet on more than a couple games.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that. But like, he is 100% showed remorse. Like, he was very good at what it did. It didn't affect his ability and his stats. But you look at Ray Rice, like, knocking his girl out. Yeah, get fucking rid of him. For sure. There's different thresholds for different... I mean, Aaron Hernandez should... Oh, he's not in jail anymore, right?
No. He is not.
There's certain things that they need to come on down hard, strict, zero tolerance. I agree. I think so. But I think in Pete Rose's situation, he should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame. Do you think so?
You were asking that in relation to should that taint them and their accolades from whatever sport they were in, correct?
Yeah, do you think it should taint our perception of them as an athlete all time? First part of the question. Second part of the question, just straight up, do you think he should be allowed in the Hall of Fame?
Okay.
On Pete Rose specifically.
Pete Rose specifically. Yes. Because I think you have to talk about, like, you're going to do stuff outside of your sport that is questionable to a lot of people. Whether it's good, bad, right, or wrong, or whatever. There's going to be somebody with opinions on it. Like, anything related to the sport making you better, I think that absolutely should be frowned upon or, you know, stuck with a fine or a ticket or jail time, depending on the severity, right? But I can't say, you know, if, you know, Steph Curry goes out and then gets a DUI tonight, doesn't hurt anybody, but gets a DUI, that has nothing to do with his field goal percentage or his three-point percentage or how many rings he has or how many MVPs he has. I don't think it should affect anything he's done athletically.
So what is the line then? Is it hurting somebody?
Well, no. No, okay, let's
or,
say.
Or yeah.
But don't you
think that
a DUI is going to do that anyways? Maybe not with you, but for a good portion of the public?
No, but let's talk about specific, because I think that's hard. Let's talk about, because I think it does taint people's legacies in some people's eyes and some others, maybe it doesn't, who knows. But when you're talking about literally Hall of Fame, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they get voted in or not, is what's the line of something that affects, that keeps them out? Like, is it just stuff that, hey, it affected your actual game?
Mm-hmm.
And so things like gambling doesn't count.
Correct.
Things like getting a DUI doesn't count. But what if you murdered something? What if you're OJ? You know what I mean? Or, like she said, is it intent?
Is it,
hey, if you got a DUI and you crashed and killed somebody versus you murdered somebody, or, you know what I mean? Like, do you think there should be a line that says, hey, look, this is what determines whether or not you can be...
Well, I think that's...
I mean, usually in the legal system there is. I mean, whenever someone's getting convicted for something, intent plays a large role.
Right, but intent is, in my opinion, more of a judgment call by whoever's judging that, right? So, I mean, you look at... I just totally forgot my thought.
Here, if you don't mind me picking up, like, I think besides intent, I don't remember which one of you blue-shirted people said it earlier, but I think one of you said charisma or charismatic, like, you know, or somebody showed remorse for something. You know, you can't have, you know, LeBron A, you know, hurt somebody in an accident and feel awful and put them through college and pay for their medical bills and pay for their car, and then have LeBron B, same exact accident, being like, well, they were in my way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't then decide, like, okay, LeBron's a horrible person, which we already know he is, but like, I'm just kidding.
But you don't think personal beliefs go into that role? I think the NFL's trying to navigate this now and fumbling, might add you, because they have one person being the judge, juror, executioner, he makes all the calls, and different...
You mean, like, depending on, like, what you're... If you're suspending someone for...
Correct.
The Flakegate thing?
Yeah.
Or whether what do you do with Ray Rice, who's throwing his girlfriend around?
He's just making calls on the whim, and then there's no rhyme or reason, and it's not consistent. So he's throwing you a four-game ban and me a whole season off, you know what I mean? So how do you... Like, going back to your question, like, what is that line? It's... I think it's more of what's... Who's judging that line? And whatever the line is, come to a conclusion, but the person judging and regulating and testing focus on that, personally.
You mean just set
so many questions
and rules
I have
guys?
Now. Yeah, this, no, I love this debate. This is really cool. I have, like, so many more questions even asking myself, or Ray Rice, who's, you know, beating up on people, or, you know, back to LeBron and the pretend accident we're talking about. Like, at what point do we say that should affect them in their sport versus affect them personally?
Right.
Because there are sponsorships that they have from Gatorade or Sprite or whoever the hell. For sure, if I'm a part of Gatorade or Nike and my athlete is accused of anything,
gone.
Peace out.
Yeah.
You are my business and you are not making me money. You are putting a question mark or a damper on my sales or my product. Peace out. At the same time, I think NFL or NBA or whatever probably have their own select laws, what you were just talking about. Why does this person get a four-game suspension? This person gets a season, when the crimes or misconduct was completely flip-sided in the public eye.
I don't support Ray Rice ever playing again because he's not going to hurt his girl out, and I get that. But I guarantee you there's a GM out there that was seriously contemplating it because Ray Rice was a good player.
Like, keeping
him calling him up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After he did that.
But I think at the end of the day,
and
that's
then
what Ty says.
Is it fair for the NFL to say no? You, the Chargers can't hire him.
I say yes.
Switching from sports, Chris Brown. Does anybody remember what the fuck Chris Brown
true.
Did?
Who's Chris Brown?
And I was waiting for that. I knew that was gonna happen.
Sure.
You really don't know who Chris Brown is?
Chris Brown is a hip hop rap artist who knocked the shit out of Rihanna.
Yeah,
like, talking about athletes.
10 years ago.
He hoops every now and then.
Oh, I'm sure he hits that belly, but it's a hoop.
No, I think that's a valid point. I think
that's a super valid point.
So
what happened
to him. Wild.
Look what happened to him, though.
Is he around now, though?
He is around.
He is
and he's
around.
Still a thing, for sure. But his label dropped him. The whole world hated him. He had to make apologies on YouTube just to get his voice out there because no one would give him media time besides calling him, you know, a woman beater or whatever. And then, of course, Riri, who everybody loved, Rihanna.
But at that time, 10 years ago, she wasn't what she is now. She was amazing. Started listening to her when I was...
Well, I don't think you're a gay man. She was a big deal 10 years ago. So, let's just go. She wasn't the queen. For sure. I mean, no one's going to be Beyonce. So, but, like, I get what you're saying, though. Like, at what point, his label dropped him.
But I think that he's recovered now. I mean, I think there's a big group of women that will never listen to him, and probably men as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't play him in my spin classes,
because
I do.
Right.
I think his career has recovered.
Everyone fucks up. You can't have a chance to show remorse and rebuild that legacy.
For sure. And I think that is where,
right?
Valid. It's
but then again,
valid.
That's all going to come down to, well, what's the line that...
Yeah, I think it's the organization, or in his case, the label. They were like, okay, I actually don't see you recovering or feeling remorse or any sort of empathy about the situation. Peace out. Don't ever talk to us again.
Yeah.
Or perhaps that same label or a different label can see that he's actually doing some work in whatever, anger management or whatever, right? And says, all right, I'm going to give you another chance. Perhaps... rap about something besides beating kids. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there, I think therein lies what the organization's
responsibility
should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it should totally be situational. Like, I think whoever owns whatever organization could then in turn choose what's right and wrong, and I think that really answers our question. What pays the bills, and what gives you good or bad press? You know what I'm
exactly.
Saying?
It's going to be, how is this going to affect our image,
yeah.
And how is it going to affect our performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And risk-reward. If
for
the
sure.
risk outweighs the reward, most likely they're not going to make that decision. But if it's flip-flop, they'll make it in a heartbeat. Like Ray Rice now has been an advocate for domestic violence and going out and making speeches now,
mm-hmm.
and talking to groups and kids and all of that. So obviously Ray Rice will never make the Hall of Fame, but let's say he was somebody who was on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to keep him out now? Because his legacy is tainted, or does he have a chance to rebuild that legacy?
I think it's tainted.
Oh,
and
for
I,
sure.
And I think he won't, I mean, if he was an actual candidate. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
I feel like they would probably in turn choose not to allow him to be part of the Hall of Fame. And I support that decision.
No, listen, I'm not a Ray Rice.
No,
all.
I
like,
get it.
And I've never hit a female before in my life, but like I have made a lot of fucking mistakes, especially when I'm drunk, you know what I mean? Like
looks right at the camera and is like, I haven't.
Like if I have no chance of coming back at all from any mistakes I've ever made in my life, I'd be dead now. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, and what's a, like, so I feel like there is some aspect to showing your remorse and rebuilding that legacy. If like Pete Rose was a dick and said, no, fuck it, I just wanted to gamble and I don't care what you guys think, chances of him getting in the Hall of Fame, probably slim. Like, but he's out there like...
Do you think part of what, and it's been so long and we'll wrap up with this, because we could probably go on for hours and hours and hours about this stuff. Do you guys remember, because didn't he for the longest time deny?
Yes.
Who?
Pete Rose.
Okay.
I think the longest time they said, you know, did you cheat? You know, did you gamble on your? Because I think he admitted he gambled,
but
never
on
his
team. Yeah.
And for the longest time, he denied it, like years and years and years and years. And finally, what, 10 years ago or something like that, he came out and he said, "You're right, I did." Do you think that had he done that initially, that he would have started this rebuilding process
yes.
much earlier and be much closer now to being
absolutely.
Voted into the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Listen, everyone makes mistakes. How you act and handle it the second you make that mistake going forward should define you. And if he's sitting there denying it forever, yeah, it's going to go against him.
It's like this. Do you guys remember? And I'm literally just, I'm hoping I'm not spouting incorrect information, but back to baseball. And along this exact same topic, Bonds, in court, vehemently denied ever taking performance-enhancing drugs. I did not, you know, Rafael Palmeiro, no, I didn't, so on and so forth, and on and on and on the list. A-Rod was like, yep,
yeah.
I did.
Right.
And it was forgotten.
Forgotten. And the people...
He did the exact same thing everybody else did, and nobody holds his ass to the fire like they do the ones that lie
well,
and deny.
Well, let that be a lesson.
Exactly.
Like, totally let that be a lesson. Like, I mean, what do we teach our kiddos?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
deny.
Yeah.
Did you make this meth? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's
no,
the same
it's,
thing.
It's
like,
true. It's, there is, if it's not charisma, it's just there's something to being a good human.
Totally.
Owning up
and just being a good person
yeah.
that plays a huge factor
mm-hmm.
in all of that. Or regaining it, at least.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when's the last time that you were upset with somebody and that person came up to you and said, hey, you know what? I fucked up. I wish I wouldn't have done it like that. I wish I would have done it like this. You might still immediately be like, Yeah, that's right. But you're then in turn agreeing with them. Agreeing. Like, it's you're like, okay, like, not only did you, like, acknowledge the fact that you messed up, but then you're also coming to me and saying, or NFL or the Supreme Court or wherever these places go, like, you're at least saying, hey, you know what? I messed up. For sure. That was me.
And I completely agree. My only issue with that is, like, once it gets to the courts, that's years later, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, initially, everyone's going to deny it when their paycheck's on the line and their career's on the line and everyone's doing it. So, should that be held against you if you deny it at first? But then once it comes to court, you...
It's probably a timeline thing. I mean, the longer you deny it, the more it's going to taint it. You know what I mean? If you lie once and then you come clean the next time, it's probably not seen as that big of a deal.
Totally.
So... that's the message. Just be a good fucking human.
Be a decent person.
Be a decent person, and shit will always end up okay.
Whether you like PEDs or not, be a decent person.
Right? Yeah. But that's it, guys. Thank the three of you guys for joining me.
Numero uno.
14 in the books. We'll catch you next time, guys. Thank you. Later.
Bye, guys.
Cool. Thanks, guys.